From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. A U.S.-backed operation by Somali Special Forces has freed 32 children who were kidnapped by the militant group Al-Shabaab. The Somali Information Minister said Friday that Somali forces rescued the children from a school in the Middle Shebel region. A resident there told VOA that soldiers transported by helicopters raided the school overnight in Jemay Jilay village, where the militants were training the children to become fighters. There's been no comment from the U.S. military, but use of the helicopters in the raid indicates U.S. involvement. African ambassadors at the United Nations have met with Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., about the reports that U.S. President Donald Trump used profanity to refer to African nations. Anatole Ndongba, the Equatorial Guinea's U.N. ambassador and head of the U.N.'s 54-nation Africa group, said that Haley regretted the fallout from the comments. Last week, the group said in a statement that Trump's remarks were, quote, outrageous, racist, and xenophobic. The group demanded an apology and retraction. Mr. Trump has denied using any specific vulgarity, but said the language used was tough. U.S. senators adjourned late Thursday without voting on a bill to keep the government running beyond today. The Senate has resumed debate at this hour, just hours before the deadline looms. Pope Francis has accused victims of a pedophile priest in Chile of slandering a bishop who they say protected the perpetrator. The Pope's remarks undermined his efforts to rehabilitate the Catholic Church's reputation in South America. This is VOA.